We were just talking about public restrooms. We have them up here at our workplace. We thought we would welcome into the studio Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Yeah, oh, boy, look at there.
Hey, Clarence.
Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man.
Been a while.
How are you?
In the building. I'm doing all right. I was just down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench. And,
all right.
And I had a little transistor radio there, and I heard you guys talking about, let's say football and baseball, and thought I'd come up and talk to you a little bit about the public restrooms that we have up here.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, I, of course, I'm responsible for all the maintenance that goes on in this building. That's under my purview.
Right.
And so I'm very familiar with the ticket personnel and their bathroom habits.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I want to hear this.
And as far as the ticket personnel and the restroom up here goes, Norm is the worst. Norm is the worst.
You'll have to call people out.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, after Norm started working here, we had to move to 8-inch pipe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Need more carrying capacity.
Yeah, you do all to, the work on the pipes.
Yeah. So, Norm, I mean, he... You ought to see the bathroom stall after he's done.
Oh, dear.
It looks like someone had slaughtered a mud-covered bison in there.
And there was
a big fight.
Clarence.
And the bison didn't go down without a fight. I mean, just...
Way too much.
So much blood, urine, discoloration, everything's going on there.
Come on.
Anyway, and Jake. Hey, Jake's no better. So this isn't an age thing.
Okay.
I mean, Jake is horrible. I mean, he must eat a lot. Y'all know what he
eats. Yeah, he'll eat on you.
Yeah, he clogged up toilet 4 last week.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was called in there, and it looked like someone had coiled a boa constrictor in there or something.
Oh, no,
and but I had to head in there and chop it up with a machete.
Oh, gosh. Clarence,
man,
what else you do to a threatening serpent like that?
Well, yeah, I guess.
And I had to install a clothes rack in stall number 6 for Donnie.
That's right.
He refuses to be clothed.
Yeah. He gets naked
when he commits that sin. And and plus he goes upper decker all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know this about
all the time.
I have to keep a minnow net in there to fish that out.
Oh, gosh.
Fish that out. Now, Bob's pretty bad, too. And Bob has problems with aim, and that's on 1 and 2.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know what happens with him, but it's just always – and it's not incredibly offensive. It's just like – I don't know. It looks like someone drizzles reduction sauce around the throne there a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Dingo.
Dude.
Well, it sounds like the whole staff is problematic.
Yeah, the whole staff is pretty problematic. And, of course, we get dignitaries up here, too. I don't know if you guys know, but when Ice Cube came through, he bombed it pretty hard.
Oh, did he really? Wow.
Yeah. And tell you what. I don't mean to bag on Channel 4, but the Deucinator earned his nickname, honestly.
Yeah, he does come up here from time to time.
Deucey, I don't know what his deal is. He refuses to flush.
Why is that?
And always writes a message on the wall dedicating his leavings to someone.
Oh,
yeah, last time I was here, he wrote on the wall, "This one's for Mishrod."
Okay, that's weird.
Deucey signed it up under there. That's Michelle Rodriguez next door.
Mike wouldn't do that.
Yeah, he also bombs from high altitude. I don't know if you know this about Deucey.
Does he?
Yeah, he'll put a foot up on each handy rail and release from up on high. He calls it his Hiroshima special.
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
And but I don't want to say all negative things about Deucey.
Okay.
Yeah, oftentimes Mike will throw a little change in the toilet as a tip for the custodial staff.
Oh, God. Okay, it's the thought that counts.
Now, the ladies' room here is perfect. Doesn't even have any toilets in it, just
amazing.
A bed for pillow fights. So that's nice. That's
perfect.
We like that. Hey, if you guys want to head on down to the boiler room in a little bit, I just made some haystacks, some Rice Krispie treats, and some pecan sandies.
I lost my appetite.
Head on down there. All right,
there. All right, we'll see you, Clarence. There he goes. Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man.
Always baking.
Yeah. And fixing things.